Gordo has the wireless, and he has a special wireless buddy this morning. Gordo, you want to introduce us to your friend?
Yeah, I do want to introduce you to my friend.
You're gross.
You're too close to the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Hi, what's your name, sir?
Mike.
Oh, it's Mike Reiner of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, 96.7 FM.
Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm you.
Oh, my. All right, this is morning wake-up call. You're going to run through the bun cows and see who's awake.
Yeah, and I figured that Mike and I would go up and see Dan McDowell because Dan McDowell has been known to answer the door in the nude.
We have almost all hands present accounted for, don't we?
Yeah, except for Dan and Donovan.
Donovan, there's no way Donovan's awake.
We're heading upstairs in the bun cows.
And Dan's upstairs.
Looks like Killer's going with us with some recording device.
Tell Killer I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry about Corby.
Hey, while we have you alone, Killer Man, I'm really sorry about Corby.
He's a jerk.
Do you need me to say anything to him about this later?
If you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll kick his ass for you.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, none of us like him, all right?
Oh, I just realized. Hey, I'm right here.
You makes me bow down to him every day.
I know.
It's really rude.
Yeah. I've never thought like he's treated you.
The good news is that management, there's been some talk about getting rid of him.
I'm here!
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be. Anyway, sorry about it, man.
Thanks, guys.
We're thinking about you, all right? All right. we're here in front of Dan McDowell's room, Mike.
Okay.
Would you like to go ahead and knock loudly and authoritatively?
Yeah, sure. Authoritative, you want?
Yeah, authoritatively. Now say Gestapo.
Gestapo!
Good Lord.
Oh, no.
I don't hear any movement, do you?
Or knock again.
This is not getting results.
All right, might want to give it another shot there. Demand that this door be opened up.
Oh!
Oh!
Look at, oh, gross!
God.
Look at that tiny baby penis hanging out of all that mess of hair.
Oh, the twig and berries.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so nasty, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, God, I'm so glad I don't do that anymore.
What? You used to sleep in the nude, right?
It was the 70s.
Oh, gross. Hey, Dan, how are you?
What do you do now?
I wear underwear.
All right. That's a good story.
Yours women's
Hello, Gordon.
Underwear.
Good morning.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
You have a good night?
I did a pretty good little night. And you?
Yes. I enjoy the campon. Thanks for having me.
How's his hair look?
You know, his hair looks a lot longer. What, Mike, you had a question?
Did you watch a lot of porn in here last night?
No.
How's
the internet access for that?
I don't know.
Now, Dan, we always ask you for a morning joke, and yesterday morning you didn't really have one prepared, but I figured today, knowing that we were going to come knock on your door, you probably have one.
I do not have one today.
Oh,
I seriously don't.
Shredded
now, you're the funny guy of the ticket. Go ahead.
No, you're the funny guy of the ticket.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Howdy, just can you imagine his poor children?
What is it?
Did you get that on tape, him... Or film, I guess I should say. Not even film. What is it? On video.
It's a GoPro.
Of him being naked?
I'm not getting the lower half.
But did you before?
No, I did not.
Oh, dang. We hate that. Everyone loves your nudity, Dan.
Way to go, Killer.
So how's everybody doing? How's Junior's law service doing?
Unfortunately, it's doing blockbuster business, so we have to hear about it all the time.
I'm on board with Junior.
Yeah,
go,
you are.
I got his sentence
Drink
reduced.
Some urine.
We respect your nudity.
He's my OJ.
All right, well, thanks.
He's okay. There you go. All right, do you mind pulling your pants down for the camera here?
I can't do it again.
Why? Would you mind if Mike pulled them down for you? Kind of.
Just to show his flat ass.
Yeah. Just your ass.
No.
Come on.
No, I got to go.
For radio.
He's got to
go.
There's nothing going on.
He's got nothing.
Going on.
All right, we're going to go wake up Donovan.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you. There's Dan McDowell.
Oh, that voice.
Huh?
I know. We all have, like, crazy morning voice, but
not like
his
that.
Is incredible.
Yeah. I want to say Donovan's downstairs, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know who's where around here.
All right, Mike, what did you... What did you think about that?
That was pretty awesome.
You saw the pain, right? It's kind of hard to pick it out, but
there's no doubt.
Yeah. It's the gross little white thing in the sea of blackness.
Yeah, we saw the acorn on the beanbag.
Oh. We did. All right. He's, I think Donovan is right. Well, that door is open, though.
He's straight across from my room.
Well, which one's your room?
My door's open, lights on.
Okay, so this must be.
I'm right next to you.
Okay, this is Donovan's, but he's not here. I think this is Donovan's. What do you think, Mike?
Did he leave?
No, this must be Corby's. This is sinus medicine in here, and
that's Corby's. Me. That's okay. Corby's. There are no Soul Glow.
All right, do you know Killer
Soul Glow?
Oh, okay, yeah, good point. Radio.
We'll holla.
Maiden.
Hey, look, it's Donovan. How are you?
Okay.
You got a little morning voice too, don't you?
I'm hurting, man. I'm hurting. Powwow, I have no power.
What did he say?
Powwow.
We're not sure what he said.
I was trying to say powwow.
How you doing, man? Man, I feel horrible. I'm going back to sleep.
I tried to get him to hydrate. See, that's the key to finish off all this is hydrate.
Did you not hydrate as the evening went on?
I hydrated with beer.
No, that's not hydrating. That's dehydrating.
Well, then, no, I did not.
Have you already taken your shower this morning?
Nope.
So you still have the stench of alcoholism all over you?
Brush my teeth. I haven't done anything. You want to smell my breath?
No. Hey, Gordon.
Come here.
What's that, Corby?
Ask Donovan about urinating on the air last night while a woman was on the phone.
Okay. Did you go potty on the air while a woman was on the phone with you guys?
I think so.
He doesn't quite remember, Corby. My goodness. Do you have a headache? Are you hungover?
Yes. You mean I'm going to stay this color? That was the movie.
No.
Ask him about it. What's going on?
I don't know what's happening with you.
I'm going home.
Have you, and you have a whole thing of whiskey in here, too?
What are you talking about?
It's sad, Donovan. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't really hang around Corby.
I'm right here still.
If you know what's good for you. I mean, nobody at the station likes him. And I don't want to... I've never told anyone this, but there's been some talk in management about getting rid of him. So you might just want to steer clear of him.
Yeah, because he punked out last night. But didn't he leave early?
Yeah, he left.
He didn't even remember.
I thought he was a man.
You can always count on him to bail early.
I know.
You can always count on him to do that.
What a wuss.
I know. Hey, Donovan, man, take care.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Take care. Take
care.
You
want a hug?
Yeah, sure.
Because I haven't done anything.
Oh, gross. I don't want your underarm.
Let's go.
Gross. Nasty. All right, there's the wake-up call with Mike Reiner.
That's awesome. So I heard about that, too, that Donnie was just relieving himself on the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he doesn't even remember it.
He has no remember me not being there.
Hey, Mike, have you heard anything about Corby? Maybe management getting rid of him or something?
Oh, yeah. They've been talking to me about it all the time.
Yeah, that's what I hear and everything. He's on with the music right now.
Yeah.
You're on, too?
Enjoy that because there's some momentum rolling on this thing. This thing has got legs.
Well, anything, if you need anything from me to keep that ball rolling or whatever, just let me know.
Okay, well, I got people in mind already.
You just let me know.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Well,
no. Gordon?
Take care.
Okay, that's it.
Take care.
All right, well, good job, guys. Good job, Corby and Mike
and
Gordo. What a great campound.
Good times. Good times.
Tell them,